Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. 40 of the nation's distinguished teachers were recognized by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller for their outstanding contribution to the development of Jamaica in the field of education last week. The teachers were presented with the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Education at a ceremony at Jamaica House Thursday. The Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Education is awarded annually and presented to teachers with a minimum of 15 years service to education in Jamaica and whose service is regarded as outstanding.
The medal we award tonight is a symbol of appreciation, an instrument of recognition, and a badge of honor intended to motivate our people toward wider public engagement in education. The real and enduring meaning of this medal is to give special recognition to you who help to improve the well-being of our nation. I encourage each of you to wear it with pride. Congratulations to all of you, and I wish you every success in your professional and personal endeavors.
Jamaica is among 40 countries to have ratified the Arms Trade Treaty, which was opened for signatures at the United Nations in New York last June. Jamaica joined St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Burkina Faso, Samoa, Australia, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg in ratifying the treaty in a special ceremony last week at the UN headquarters. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the treaty establishes common international standards governing the transfer of conventional weapons, including small arms.
It must be noted that ratification of the Arms Trade Treaty would assist Jamaica in addressing the challenges related to the inflow of small arms into the country. The intention of the Arms Trade Treaty is to regulate international trade in conventional weapons so as to prevent their diversion from the legal market to the illicit trade.
Senator Faulkner, who was addressing journalists at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday, said amendments are to be made to the Firearms Act and the Gunpowder and Explosives Act, as well as any other existing legislation which includes relevant provisions for the implementation of the treaty. Senator Faulkner also announced plans by the government to reduce the costs associated with the publication of annual reports by public sector entities. The decision was taken following the tabling of recommendations from a cabinet subcommittee on annual reports.
The recommendations include the use of in-house resources for the production of these annual reports, the utilization of the Jamaica Information Service, no professional photo shoots. Cabinet emphasized the need for transparency and good governance, as well as the efficient use of resources in the production and presentation of annual reports.
At a separate Jamaica House press briefing Thursday, Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding announced upcoming amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act, which will remove the smoking of ganja as an offense under the legislation. Cabinet approved the changes to decriminalize the possession of marijuana for religious, medicinal, and research purposes. In addition, the Justice Minister noted that changes will be made to the legislation to make possession of small quantities of ganja for personal use a ticketable infraction.
Possession of 2 ounces or 0.057 kilograms or less will become a non-arrestable, ticketable infraction, detracting a monetary penalty which shall be payable outside of the court system and which does not give rise to a criminal record.
It's expected that the bill to amend the act will be ready to go before Parliament by the end of this year. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.